How we doing, guys? Yeah, no, he's really made a lot of progress, Aaron. I think that, you know, he played at the end of the year, and he held his own against some pretty good defensive ends, and that was a good beginning for him, and I think he's built on that. He really did a good job in the time that he was away from here working out, because when he came back here, you could tell he was in shape and ready to go, and I think he's had a good spring. He just needs to try to keep getting better every day. Yeah, I mean, you guys know the respect that I have for Whitney, you know, both on and off the field. He means a lot to our football team. And, you know, when he's back out there, the energy that he brings, obviously the talent that he brings, means a lot to our team.
How does Romeo, having him call the plays again, how does that make a difference for you guys?
Well, look, I think, you know, look, I think it's the same, basically foundation of our defense, but you know, he adds his own little spin to it, and so it's just you know, things that he does, his style you know, is a little bit different, and that's you know, that's something that you know, the players have bought into this spring, and you know, we've had a productive spring.
How do you describe him?
I mean, he's a great person, Sarah. I mean, that's the first thing I'll tell you. He's a very very bright person, very smart, very calm, very experienced. He's wise. I go to him with a lot, you know, a lot of different conversations that we have about not only X's and O's, but things off the field. And he's meant a lot to me, you know, and it's been great to have him on the staff here. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I mean, that's what I'm saying when Sarah asked the original question. I would say, you know, obviously the defense, the terminology, the foundation, the basis of the defense doesn't change, but then obviously, you know, the way that you got different person calling it, you know, they're going to put their style into it, you know, their twist on it, and you know, Romeo's got his own way of doing things.
How fun has it been building your offense around Deshaun?
It's a lot of fun to coach a guy like Deshaun. You know, it really is. I mean, he's you know, just him personally, he's a very smart guy. He loves football, so every day he comes in willing to learn, you know, just really kind of soaks up the knowledge, but then he has his own ideas, his own creativity on what he sees on different packages that we do, which we really enjoy talking about those things. And when you have a guy like Deshaun, you know, you can be creative because of his skill set. So it's been a good spring.
Bill, do you have a take on the Trouble stuff?
You know, I really don't, Mark. I mean, I do, but I don't want to go down that road. I really don't. I mean, I don't want to add. I really don't. I think that I would like to focus more on some of the things that our guys are doing. As a matter of fact, I wrote some things down because I couldn't remember.
What you want to focus on?
Yeah, some things that our guys are doing in the community, you know, and I think that's important. Instead of, you know, me standing up here and giving you my opinion, which no one cares about relative to what's going on outside the football field, I do care about what our players are doing, and I was given a few notes on this, and I just am amazed all the time at what our players do. We talk about JJ all the time, what he's done. So forgive me for taking a few seconds here. Steven Anderson and Whitney Merciless charity challenge for Steven's foundation called Elevate Our Youth, which provides mentorship programs for underprivileged youth. Whitney's With Mercy Foundation helps kids with special needs. He's doing something with that. Kendall Lamb, Chad Slade, Julione Davenport going on ride-alongs with the Houston Police Department. Our four Stanford guys that went over and visited Michael Brown, local high school student who got an academic scholarship to Stanford. DJ Reeder working with kids to keep them active and healthy. Alfred Blue and several other players holding football camps in their hometowns. Tyron Matthew. You know, to me, that's what we need to talk about more these days. And I think the people that disagree, just like we do here in our organization, we need to get in the same room and hear the different opinions instead of tweeting about it. And I think that's where we got to all come together, you know, and I think that's what our organization's all about. That's what Bob McNair's all about. He's about consensus building and teamwork and people, you know, bringing their ideas and listening to disagreements, but coming out with one common cause. And here for us, it's to win football games. And so, but I think more than that is what our players are doing in the community, which I would like to emphasize more than some other stuff.
What do you have to say about the passing of Dwight Clark?
Yeah. It's a very sad day. When I, in 1981, when he caught that pass, you know, I was 12 years old and really just started, you know, really watching pro football with my family, with my dad and my brothers and my mom. And I'll never forget that, that play, you know, Montana to Clark. I mean, there's been thousands of receptions over the years, but only one catch, you know, and that was the catch. And I think the more you read about him, which it's kind of, it's tough sometimes when somebody gets ill, you start to really study their background, but he was so much more than a football player to San Francisco. What he did for that organization, both on and off the field, it's a sad day for the NFL. So I know there's a lot of great memories about him, and our condolences go to his family and the San Francisco 49ers.
Bill, Jonathan Joseph talked about how he's got such high expectations for himself in his 13th year. Are you continually impressed with how he's able to make himself better year after year?
Yeah, I am, DP. He's a pro's pro. I mean, he's a guy that has shown up every day since I've been here and put in the work and really been a very consistent player for us. And I think that's what's given him the opportunity to last so long in the league. He's got talent, but it's so much more than talent. You know, it's what are you doing during your time off? He obviously works out. He tries to, you know, improve on the things that he needs to improve on. He stays healthy. He takes care of his body the right way, and he's been able to have a really good, you know, good long career.
He talks about how he doesn't eat a salad, but he's been drinking smoothies.
Yeah, I heard he and JJ talking about his diet, and I was a little surprised to hear. It sounded more like my diet on some days, but no, he's been great for this organization.
What's the difference between playing inside and outside quarterback?
Big difference, Sarah. I think on the inside there's a lot more traffic. There's a lot more that you have to deal with relative to the running game. It's just a little bit different skill set in there. On the outside, you're more on an island. Don't have to deal with the running game as much, although at times you do. But it's a little bit more of a space game on the outside than it is on the inside. On the inside, there's a lot of traffic, a lot of different things to deal with on the inside of the coverage.
What is it about Aaron Colvin that has allowed him to be so versatile?
Yeah, I think all of our guys that are playing nickel, Aaron, Kareem, Tyron can go down there and do that. They're good tacklers. They're good against the run. They're tough. They're good blitzers. They have good short space quickness, so they're able to, you know, cover in a tight space. And I think Aaron has that type of skill set, and he's had a good spring for us.
Can you talk a little bit about Zach Cunningham in terms of second year?
Zach has had a good spring. He really was a guy that came in last year, and we felt like he would help us on defense, but. We knew that he would really help us on special teams, and then he really started playing well on defense. You know, Mike Vrabel did a great job with him, and Bobby King did a great job with him, and now he's come in to this offseason, and he's played really well. He's played really well. He has a real good idea of what we're trying to do on defense. He's a great guy, very smart, and he's had a good spring.
Bill, you think about a year ago when you just got Deshaun in the building not that long ago. What difference have you seen in just the last year?
I think you grow. I think you grow as a person. You know, I think you're out of the college scene, and you you're living on your own, and you know, you're earning a paycheck now. And I think you have to grow up. That's not what I'm saying. I think it's more about being on your own and just learning how to be a consistent daily approach. And I think that's what I've seen. He has a consistent daily approach. He's in the building every morning at 6 a.m. He's taking care of his body. He's eating correctly. He's in the meetings. He's focused in the meetings. He's ready to go. He has good ideas. There's good interaction in the meetings. And he's come out here on the field and been able to do what he can do. So, you know, obviously training camp will be a big, big period of time for all of us, especially for he and I, you know, moving forward through, getting into 11-on-11 full pads. But he's had a good spring.
Can you talk a little bit about Amose? What did you like about him? Why pursue him? Because I'm sure you wanted to improve the special teams, but also you were looking for something else, a little bit of an edge from him.
Yeah, he's a very competitive guy. He approaches the game the right way. He's got, obviously, his skill set with his measurables. He's a big guy. He's got good speed, good tackler. So, and he was very, very productive on special teams, and we really liked that. And so when he was out there, we felt like if we had a shot at him, he would be a guy that we would go after. And he's a smart guy. He's a good team guy. He's a good in the locker room type guy. You know, he really has been around. He's played for a couple different teams, Detroit, New England, and now us. And he understands pro football. So he's kind of like one of those fabric guys that I talk about. You know, brings a lot to the roster.
Kim.
Sorry, Kim.
That's okay. Bill, can you just talk about, Jonathan talked about the training this year. He said he hadn't worked as hard since like 2006. The new staff, nutritionists, he's speaking globally. How do you talk about what you guys have done over there?
Yeah, I think just relative to veteran player, I think there's no correlation between getting older and working less. I tell the players that all the time. There is no correlation between I'm getting up in age and I'm going to work less. Like, you have to figure out now, there's a difference between working hard and working smart. And I think that's what Jonathan's talking about. You know, we've incorporated in here with Luke Richardson and Ladd Harris, you know, a pretty good system here of, you know, lifting weights, conditioning, and then nutrition. And I think that the guys are noticing that, taking advantage of it, and hopefully after we're done next week, you know, they have 5 weeks off. That's a tough time for the coaches. You know, we're on vacation, but we're thinking about, you know, hopefully these guys are really working hard to be in peak condition when they get back for training camp, which is when it really, this is like basketball on grass right now. There's no pads on. Training camp, that's big boy football. They put pads on. And so we want everybody to be in their best condition when we get back for training camp. So hopefully they've learned a lot in this 9-week session. And then they carry it through to the 5 weeks that they're, you know, away from us.